Thomas H. James, Oyster Planting Ground. Mr. Badger. Can we do both of these at the same time, or are they two separate?
They're two separate, but there's a lot of overlap, so hopefully after the first one we can move faster to the second.
All right, sir. Yes, sir, I'll be right behind you. Do we need to take a break? Anybody? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a five-minute break.
Five fish, all keepers. Wow. Two of them are 10 pounds.
Wow. Just have a good time. Got left over from last week?
It may very well be. I haven't fallen over yet. It may have been some I brought myself this morning, and I haven't fallen off yet. We'd like to reconvene the October 30th meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is Thomas H. James III, Oyster Planting Ground Application.
Thomas James is requesting authorization to lease 0.76 acres of oyster planting ground in Massawax Creek, adjacent to the Chesawattucks subdivision in the Iconic Neck area of Northampton County. The project is protested by nearby property owners. Just location, the arrow marks the spot. It's just west of Massawattucks in Massawattucks Creek, mid-Northampton County or upper Northampton County. Again, the arrow is marking the spot. It's approximately 4/10 of a mile from Bayford across the creek. The application is adjacent to the Chesawattuck subdivision, which has 27 riparian lots, which starts here and goes around there. Mr. James has four oyster ground leases at this time, totaling 11.54 acres, and seven applications totaling a little less than 50 acres on the bayside of Northampton County. Five of his applications were protested. Two of them are here today in front of you. The applicant intends to use the ground to grow aquaculture clams, which requires placing nets over planted clams. This is Bayford down here, and the main channel, Chesawattuck subdivision, starts back here and continues on around there. And the three yellow areas are the three platted oyster ground plats. And there's a back channel that comes through here and another channel that comes over like that. There are five lots with four piers that are adjacent to the proposed lease area. Small access channel comes through like this, and the applicant is going from mean low water to about 60 feet offshore. The water depths are 2 to 3 feet in this general area. In some areas, it's up to 7 feet in the channel. And Nassau's Creek has a large amount of clam and oyster aquaculture activity. There are no clam beds along this shoreline of the creek. Bottom is mostly a sand mix inshore and mud offshore. Again, the applications are in three pieces, three plats, one here, and one here. And as you can see, this is a VIMS map showing the SAV from 2014. And there has been SAV in this area 5 out of the last 10 years, but the last one was in 2014. These are the survey plats that a private outside surveyor had done. We did not do these. We received Mr. James's application for oyster planting ground on December 14th, 2017 for 1 acre. The application was divided into three parcels to avoid excess issues to the four nearby riparian piers. As you can see, the piers here, 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 and here. They're approximately 25 feet off in both cases in here. A little bit more in this area there. And this is the next one, area two, 0.21 acres. In area three, 0.32 acres. This was the original application from 2016 for 30 acres that the commission denied on March 28, 2017, on the grounds that the proposed use was in conflict with adjacent riparian property owners' navigational access to their property, and at least in the small areas between existing piers for clam beds would create additional user conflicts. Again, this is what he applied for, and he's come back and applied for just in between the piers here, less than an acre. In response to our public interest review, we received two protest letters from two adjacent property owners. They would be here and here. And we also received a petition with 18 signatures. And the petition states that the commission on March 28th of last year denied two of Mr. James's applications, one for 30 acres and one for 11.5 acres in this general area, and that Mr. James has reapplied for smaller portions in both areas. The two new applications are smaller acreages within the same areas that was denied by the commission. Their concerns include boater access to their properties, loss of privacy, trespassing, littering, adverse effects on our prime fish habitat, and property values. Since this evaluation was done, we did receive another protest petition with 19 signatures. Some of the 19 were from the original petition that we received earlier. Mm-hmm. And this is in the back of your packet. It was added to this morning. And the petition has the same concerns as the other petition. Again, the stars are marking the people that have either sent letters or that are on the protest petitions here. Again, another view in yellow. In this particular case is the application. Three parcels. Parcel Area 1, Area 2, and Area 3. Two protesters. And in the final protest petition that we received on Friday, we added this star right here. And our summary and recommendation, Mr. James requires areas that are shallow in water to grow his aquaculture clams. Three platted areas are located between mean low water and approximately 60 feet channel water mean low. As stated, the commission denied Mr. James' previous application on March 28, 2017, on the grounds that the proposed use was in conflict with adjacent riparian property owners' navigational access to their property, and that leasing the small areas between existing piers for clam beds would create additional user conflicts. Although Mr. James has reduced the size of his application from 30 acres down to 1 acre, the issues are still the same. The area that the applicant has applied for is still between existing private piers. Staff still believes that these leasing the small areas between existing piers for clam beds would create additional use conflicts and cannot support leasing the narrow areas. Therefore, based on the commission's previous decision, staff recommends denial of Mr. James's request to lease Horseshoe Grant in this area. And however, if the commission believes that leasing of some of the proposed areas warranted over the objections of the protestants, staff would recommend only leasing in the location of Area 1, which is over here on the survey. That's this portion of the application is long and marsh spit. And I had originally had put in here that the highland owner had not protested or had not objected, but since then in that last protest petition, they have protested. I don't think it changes my thought pattern here because it's still in front of the spit and not right up against their main shoreline. And there is no SAV in the area of Area 1. In addition, this location would not be directly in front of anyone's home. We would further recommend that any leased area be located at least 50 feet away from any existing piers. In this case right now, as surveyed by the outside surveyor, his line would be anywhere from 25 to 30 feet through here, maybe a little bit more there. This would reduce the survey of Area 1 to approximately 120 feet long along the mean low water mark and would result in leased area of approximately 0.17 acres, which would be subject to a final survey dimensions. Mr. James is here, and there are a few protesters here.
Okay. Also. Any questions of Hank? Mr. Tankard.
Mr. Badger, you can be pretty plain spoken at times. So did you in any way encourage Mr. James to entertain this application?
I did not.
And did you in any way discourage him from making this application?
I told him he'd be back in front of the commission.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Tankard, were you here when the last when it was here the last time?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I will say Thomas did come by the office and talk to us about this. Mr. James has his own way of doing things.
All right. Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Would you come forward, please? Mr. James indicates due to religious concerns, the oath normally that we provide, I'll provide an alternate oath. Raise your right hand, please. Do you affirm the testimony you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. State your name for the record, please.
Thomas Hezekiah James III.
All right, sir. Mr. James, I don't know how long this presentation is going to be, but we'll give you 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. You set the timer, please. Sorry to jump that fast. You can just keep it. Just let me know.
Yes, I applied for this ground back in 2016. The fact that a friend of mine had property along the shoreline or was leasing property along the shoreline, that would be Mr. Bernard. He's the individual that in that one center lot. I was at a function at his house and looked on the map and saw that there was no ground being leased there and had applied for the larger portion. At the time when I applied for it, I did so like most people who are applying for ground do. They just try to fill in what area was available, which happened to encompass the channel. And that hearing, that seemed to be the biggest thing to raise people's concerns. Since then, you know, after the commission denied it, there were a lot of people that had protested the ground. But you know, at that time, most of the people that protested were not, the ground that I wanted to use, they were not even in front of that ground. So I took another stab at it. It was JP, has since purchased this lot right here, and this person hadn't protested. At the time, Mr. Barr had not protested that one. Mr. Hamler, he came and spoke. Mr. Stevens came and spoke. And Mr. Cooley came and spoke. That was their protest on there. I applied for, the big parcel. When I actually had it broken down to be surveyed, I instructed the surveyors to avoid the dock, 25 feet either side, because that's what rural road in Virginia is allowed, 25 feet either side of some line. So I figured that was enough for, and there are no other guidelines as far as setbacks off of docks that I could find. So this is the one area that Mr. Badger was that he would potentially, I don't know if I would really say this is between docks because this person's access to that dock is really over off to the side. And Mr. Bernard's property runs most of the way over to here, and he has no objection. The fact that there's a last-minute protest is a little bit disconcerting because the last time I actually had to request who was protesting the properties because here it was 2 weeks prior to the hearing, and I didn't even know, how. I assume that I'm the person supposed to be responsible to get in contact with all the landowners, but in other cases, I hear Mr. Stagg's the one that's being the intermediary. So I was not prepared and didn't know who or where the people were that we were going up against. That I was going up against. So I was a little bit taken aback. Now, some of the issues that were brought up, in their leases, feel the lease would negatively impact the daily lives. Given that a plot of clams lays undisturbed for weeks at months at a time, it's unclear how that impacts someone's daily life, let alone a negative impact. Therefore, I consider it overreaching and a false statement. unknown workers. You know, this ground is open and accessible to anybody on the water. Nassauwatuck Creek has been a working waterfront for forever. Mr. Tankard, I believe, grew up on that, and it's been a working waterfront. Now, granted, the type of water work has changed. It was probably primarily crabbing, maybe a little bit of oystering. That's more oystering and more clamming. But having unknown workers, I mean, anybody that puts over at Bayford or works on the water can come up to any of these properties. Trespassing. Like I said, I'm from the mean low water out, not looking to go onto anybody's ground. So I don't see that being an issue. Privacy issues. Last time somebody brought up, you know, if I'm down there working and I'm sitting on my deck, you know, well, I can hear all the conversations going on. Well, if somebody, his neighbor's out on his deck, he can hear all those conversations going on. So I didn't really see what the big comparison as far as privacy. Scenic disturbances. Really didn't see how, you know, that was going to be a scenic disturbance. Like I said, the clams are flat on the bottom. Encroachment, once again, I'm mean low water out, not looking to get onto any person's property. Navigable channels. You know, I'm not in the channel. And all these property owners have docks. They have access to their property. That's, you know, if they didn't have a dock and I was blocking the whole access, maybe I could see their point. You know, littering, you know, whatever I bring out there with me, you know, I take back. Destruction of marsh, you know, like I said, not up in the marsh. So I don't really see how that would be an issue. And, of course, the proximity and closeness of the house. Now, this particular protest is one that was primarily by Mr. Nordstrom, who is the property owner of the adjacent application. He said, I did receive the copies of Mrs. Koppenhofer's and Mr. Immler's, Mr. Barr's, and I did have some correspondence back and forth with them regarding, you know, my use of the ground. And, and initially, Mrs. Koppenhofer was worried about the, and forgive me if I'm not pronouncing the name correctly, you know, she was concerned about canoeing and kayaking and all of those other things, and that can still happen. You know, clams are laying there on the bottom underneath the net. You know, it's not an obstruction. You know, when it's sitting there and the bags are settled in, you know, you hardly notice that you're even walking on anything. So, like I said, I didn't see hers. You know, and then her follow-up, which, yeah, I've got copies of the letters back and forth. That I corresponded back and forth with the two people that I considered the main protesters, which were Mrs. Koppenhofer and Mr. Barr, saying, you know, this is how I run my operation. You know, the clams are on the bottom, covered with a net. There's a little bit of bag that you put down. I don't go out there and check the stuff every day because there's no need to. You know, they're not oyster cages, you know, that you sit there and have to constantly work and tumble and whatever. Mrs. Koppenhofer was concerned about the noise, you know, because she looks out over her property, and in her follow-up one, you know, she purchased property 25 years ago, and now all she sees every day is, you know, work boats out there, I guess, working oysters and hear the music playing, and she just doesn't want her privacy disturbed. And I can appreciate that, but like I said, maybe a dozen times a year I would go out there. You know, you put the bags out, you plant the clams, you come back every so often to check to make sure that they're not sanded up after a storm, and then, depending on the growth, 1 to 2 years later, you come back and harvest them. Mr. Barr, you know, he has a dock, and he's concerned about, you know, using that area. And once again, you know, I guess he has, you know, family. They would come out there and walk the area or swim or whatever. I personally don't see the conflict other than people not in my backyard. This is a view from the dock.
You have 2 minutes to wrap up, please.
Bernard's dock. Here's the shoreline right here for that area one. There's the area two in here. You know, Mr. Bernard's property here, and then you just a little bit on to Mrs. Koppenhofer's. And this is the area between, that's the bigger of the two areas. Most of it's probably not visible for Mr. Koppenhofer's, but maybe it is. sorry, Mr. Koppenhofer's, but it is from Mr. Bars. Why I feel that it's in the public interest, because I'm adding value to the community. I did a letter of my own in support from people, and I didn't go around, but I've got 59 names. I probably could have gotten over 1,000 because I've been that many people associated with the aquaculture industry that would have been willing to sign that in support. And essentially, Northampton County is a fairly impoverished community. The two big employers that we had at the time, the hospital, they moved to the county to the north, and Bayshore Concrete, where I used to work, closed down, and then since then, the railroads closed down. So aquaculture is the main industry, and we're running out of places to do the work. And then, of course, when I read the regulation, 28.2.607, no protest within 60 days. There was one protest, and that was Mrs. Koppenhofer's. And then the next protest period is within the period of being surveyed. And there was none that were filed within that time frame. This latest one came in, 5 months after that.
All right, sir, please wrap it up.
All right, thanks. So, I asked, there's a lot of other instances on the shore where property line has been leased along the edges of property in and around docks. And I just ask that you do the same, consider that. And approve my application.
Thank you, Mr. James. Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. James? Ms. Everett?
Mr. Badger mentioned one of the, however, in the staff recommendation would be Area 1. Obviously, that was prior to the protest letter coming in. But if that were granted by the commission, the 0.17 acres, is that agreeable? And
I'd be happy with any acreage I can get right now. Came before this commission back in the spring to get probably about the same size piece on the Gulf, and I've since pretty much filled that one up. But you can see, I can fit about 10 beds of clams there. So my vision is better. I can tell you what it says on there, but that's a 500,000 clams to me.
Further questions?
And, of course, the middle section, Mr. Bernard, he has no objection to me leasing there. It's just that part of that leasing approaches in front of Mrs. Koppenhofer's property.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. James. Anyone here in opposition to this project? Yes, sir. Could you come forward? Would you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
I do.
Can you state your name, please, for the record?
Joe Stevens.
Mr. Stevens, proceed.
I'm glad to be back here again this time around. May it please the commission. I'm a longtime resident of this area, of this part of Nassauwatuck Creek. I'm familiar with the creek and the areas that are the subject of these applications. And, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'd like my statement taken for both 2017-184 that's now before you and Mr. James' other application, 2017-183. Most of what I say is equally applicable to both of them. I don't want to waste your time hearing the same thing twice.
All right, sir.
I'm here on my own, and I'm here for my 18 neighbors who have protested these applications. You have the most recent protest. They're signatories to it. Several of them are abutters to these proposed leases. They run up into their backyards, or up flush against their backyards. This is mostly a residential area. If you don't have a copy of that protest, I have extras, but I understand it was placed in your package.
It was, sir.
All right. to summarize the protest, and I'll be brief, nothing's changed since the last time around. The areas that are the subject of these applications are the subject of regular and recurring recreational activity. Small craft boating, swimming, wading, fishing, crab potting, and the like. The same areas are directly abut residential yards. There is no buffer, as there was, by the way, in the prior application that you dealt with up in Lancaster County. There is no buffer here. They directly abut residential properties and the backyards of these houses. You have the normal disturbances associated with aquaculture operations. You're planting clams, you're tending nets, you're sweeping them when they get silted up, and there's a fair amount of silt in Nassauwatucks now. And then you're harvesting, whether you're bull raking or using some other method. And you're right up in someone's backyard with these particular leases. And for many, as I'm sure you'll recognize, this seems like an invasion of privacy, even though the Commonwealth owns the bottom and can do with it as it sees fit. Another point I'd like to make is... It seems like this is what could be called, these could be called Yogi Berra applications. Deja vu all over again. According to that baseball playing philosopher, they cover part of the very same acreage that this applicant sought to be leased only a little more than a year ago. And each one of those they overlap. These are carved out of the prior applications. Each one of those applications was thoroughly evaluated by this commission, and dismissed or rejected by unanimous votes. And it seems like the ink is hardly dry on that action. I know the commission doesn't have any rule that would prevent you from coming back over and over again with the same application. So you have to entertain these applications. But the fact is that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed since last year. And the minor adjustments, the reduction in acreage and the minor adjustments to these applications don't change the underlying facts one iota. These are simply the wrong applications at the wrong place at the wrong time. So we would urge the commission to reaffirm its prior decision and deny these applications. I would like to make a couple of very brief observations on the presentation you just heard. There's nothing that restricts Mr. James to growing clams only on these leases, as you well know. And I just make that point. Second, there's a lot of lease ground in Nassauwatucks Creek, and it isn't fully utilized. And most of it isn't up against the backyards of residential properties. And if Mr. James was actually serious about growing shellfish in the creek and had any kind of relationship with the other operators, he could arrange some ground that's far more suitable in that creek to grow shellfish, and he hasn't done it, at least to my knowledge. Third, he's made the point a lot of the creek is leased up, and it is, and that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. But I point out to you, this particular part of the creek has not been leased, at least in the last 20 years and maybe long before that. I'm not saying I can prove it was never leased, but the existing operators who are growing oysters and clams in Nassauwatuck's Creek have not attempted to lease it. They know better. They know it's right up against the back of people's houses. Mr. James misrepresented the number of protesters last time around. There were as many or more protesters than there are this time around. And the fact that they couldn't all haul across the bay to Newport News to come to a hearing doesn't mean they didn't file protest with the commission. They did.
So noted.
All right. And finally, I want to say no one, including the protesters, has any quarrel with the importance and value of a viable and robust aquaculture industry in Northampton County, on the Eastern Shore, or in the Commonwealth. It's a wonderful thing. A lot of people depend on it. A lot of people make a living off it, including people in my family. So that's not the issue here. These are simply the wrong applications at the wrong time. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Any questions for the gentleman? You covered it pretty well.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you for your kind attention.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Anyone else in opposition to this? I need you, the council advise you need to come up to the podium, state your name, and proffer your question. You just have a question, you're going to testify, correct? Just a question. What's your name, please, sir? I'm sorry?
Matthew Freeze.
Okay. And your question?
In reference to the applications.
They will be heard separately. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. James, you have 3 minutes to wrap up.
Thank you. Like I said, you know, I'm just trying to find ground. I've been searching for ground since 2015. I've put in 18 different applications and have not been as successful as I would like. To hear all the applications that I've put in, you know, the ones highlighted in red are the ones that have been denied. The ones, you know, these two are the ones we're referring to today. The ones in green I had to withdraw because, you know, there would turn out to be no water there at low water. Blue are the ones that are approved. 13 and 16 were previously protested. The 16 had to go in front of the Gulf. The 17, 18 are the ones we're talking about right now. I mean, I spent $10,000 in order to basically achieve, you know, 6.59 acres out of 250 acres. The ground is getting less and less. I prefer to stay on the bayside. One, I like the bayside clam better, even though I'm not afraid of the saltier clam. But, I'm not trying to get up in people's backyards, but that's all that's left. I mean, you search around the shore and you look around. I mean, I realize it's a development, but so was, there are a lot of developments that around the shore that, you know, this is Vaucluse Shores. That's one of the oldest developments on the shore. And, you know, you've got clams right up on the bayside of all of these people. I'm just asking for the same consideration as the people who came before me did. Here's Hunger's Creek. You know, you've got docks in and around there. The docks may have come later, but the people are still working the clams there. I mean, they weren't told to vacate.
All right, sir. Thank you. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Well, I'll start. I believe, quite honestly, been taking into consideration section 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, which specifically states that we shall take into consideration adjacent or nearby properties in decisions of allocating or the use of public owned bottoms. In this situation, I understand the man's plight. Apparently, ground is getting harder and harder to find. However, one of the problems that you're having is as far as the applications are concerned, are the areas that you're searching to locate this ground. Converse to the decision that we made in Milford Haven, or the decision at least I voted for in Milford Haven, I believed at that juncture that there was sufficient buffer, and it was the right thing to do. This literally, in 25 feet, is likely as far as from me to that wall. I would say that's probably a pretty good guess. And that's not very far at all. To have this type of activity placed right up against established properties, docks, that of course they went through the public trust review, putting them there. I just don't feel that this is the right place. I believe it represents a significant conflict, and if it were a tie vote, I will not be voting for this project. Further comments, Mr. Zedrin first.
Mr. Frank. You know, when we make a decision, as everybody can see, we take a lot of effort into doing the right thing and doing the fair thing. And you know, to have made a decision on this property last year after a full review, and then have someone come back and say, well, what I'm going to do here, I'm going to piecemeal them guys. You know, I'm going to take a piecemeal here and a piecemeal there, and I'm going to still get my ground. And I think we need to look back at our decision, and it was based on good, communication, good reviews, and I think we need to stick with our guns and say, hey, you know, we already made a decision on that for the reasons that have been stated here.
Good old-fashioned stare decisis.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. I got Mr. France first and Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, my concern here is if we did get to the point where we did pass these three small leases that don't add up to much more than an acre or an acre, and the riparian owners decide that they want their section, and then we're coming right back to all this again. So I'm like Mr. Zedron. We made a decision, and I think we should go by the decision we made.
Mr. Tankard?
Mr. James mentioned I grew up in this creek. I started out with a boat in this creek at 6 years old. And my grandfather had a boat just not far away from here that I spent a lot of time on. So I'm very aware of this creek, and this creek is has been a working creek. And when I grew up as a young man, it was really an oyster creek. There was as Mr. Badger would tell you, the Walkers, not the J.C. Walkers, but the Hooksy and Roscoe Walkers had a tremendous oyster operation there, and we all got along. And there was a creek of both commercial use and family use. And that family use includes canoeing, sailing, wading, crabbing, all these things. And it's a tradition of the creek. And I think in many regards, we're going to preclude continuing that tradition for these folks by allowing a lease to happen in these areas. And so I can't vote for this. I certainly sympathize with Mr. James. I sympathize with anybody that's trying to make a good living in Northampton County. However, I think we're going to preclude too many of the long-term rights and the traditional rights of these landowners if we advance this lease.
You know, to that point again, I think you may indicate we do look long and hard at these applications, and if it's a suitable application, I think the record has shown for the most part, that we are supportive of allotting ground, taking into consideration everything. I think the record speaks for that. So, further comment, Mr. Ballard?
A couple points. One, I'm largely in agreement with the thoughts of most commissioners, but I would like to keep a couple things in mind. I think sometimes myself and others possibly, but that we see leases between peers and we rush to a judgment that it's unacceptable at that point. I do think it's important to keep in mind scope. When I look at one of those piers, that's a fairly long pier, and when they go out to a deep channel, you would eliminate a lot of leasable ground by simply saying we should be off of piers, and particularly in shallow shelf flat areas like are found frequently on the eastern shore. The clam oyster industry has a history of operating around piers, at least in that area. And the other thing to keep in mind is that as difficult as it can be, a lot of these areas are very dynamic. And so I don't want to see us as a commission take the stance of, well, we made this decision and we should never revisit it because a lot changes. I do think in this particular situation, the 2 or 3 years is a bit extreme for geologic and hydraulic processes to have taken place. So I will be voting against that. I just want to make sure we're keeping those points in mind.
Thank you for the comments. Further, Ms. Lusk?
I just want to echo some of the thoughts that have already been stated here. I am also very sympathetic to Mr. James's plight. It is getting harder to find ground, and Northampton County is certainly an area in which there are not a lot of alternative means to making a living. Part of our job here is to determine what's appropriate and what's not, and I also struggle with that a lot. In this situation, it does seem that a lot of this ground is too close for comfort for some of these landowners, and that is obvious. I would possibly be willing to consider Area 1 if others were. But I think in this case that certainly the other areas that are right in front of the homes and in between the small piers are inappropriate.
Okay. Further comment? The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Zedrin.
I move we approve staff recommendation, which is denying this application.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin, seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.